I am my archetypal body. I am my archetypal body, my ideal archetypal body. What is my ideal archetypal body? My ideal archetypal body is the body that I was born with, the body that the divine in me created. It is ideal. It is perfect in every way, shape, and form. My ideal body is the ideal body. What is it when I say I have an ideal body? What is it when I say I am living in my ideal body? What sort of thing am I talking about when I'm saying that I'm living in my ideal body? Am I saying that I have an ideal heart, ideal lungs, ideal bones? Am I saying that every bit of the structure of my being is perfect and beautiful and fantastic? I am indeed saying that. When I say I am my archetypal ideal body, I am saying that every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely fantastic, perfect, as it was designed to be right now. It is ideal in every possible way. There is no improvement that could be made to it. There is no addition that could be made to it to make it any better than it is, because it is ideal. Now, I am my ideal archetypal body. Now, if I am my ideal archetypal body, and I live in my ideal archetypal body, how could I have any problems in my body at any time? How could I have any circumstances in my body at any time that are less than ideal, less than my archetypal purpose? Well, my body is a game, and I am playing the game with my body. I am playing the game with my body, and I'm saying that my body lives on Earth, lives in the atmosphere and in the environment of Earth. So, since I'm saying this, I'm saying it is subject to the environment of Earth. It is subject to the atmosphere here. It is subject to all of the things that are going on planet Earth. And then I say to myself, if that is true, that my body is subject to all these things that are going on planet Earth, then my body must be subject to heat and cold. It must be subject to needing food, needing to drink water, needing all these things. My body is subject to that. Well, when I say that my body is subject to that, then I am making my body limited. Because my body is not subject to anything outside of itself. My body is subject to only the thoughts, only the ideal that I am within myself. My body is incapable of needing to respond to heat and cold, incapable of needing to respond to anything at all in this world. It's incapable of needing anything outside of itself. But I play the game that it does. I play the game that it does, and so it does. Now, we say, well, fire affects the body. Well, does it? We've been taught and we've been shown and we've been illustrated to people that they can walk on actual fire by renaming the fire, and calling it cool, wet moss, by calling it cool, and having the consciousness in the mind, in the body, that the body is not subject to that heat. The body is not subject to those burning coals because we have named it something that is not. We say the fire does not touch the body. The fire does not do it. Now, a new program has come up and demonstrated by a fellow up in Canada. And he's showing people that they need not be subject to cold. And he will put himself, his body, in a tube of ice, chipped ice, just sliding right in there, and he will be in there for 40 minutes, and his body temperature remains normal, Now, how can he do that? How can he do that? That's just totally irrational, totally out of line. Well, one of our students in Canada attended the session in which this fellow taught that, and she walked on ice with her bare feet, untouched by the coldness. And the other people there, some were living in this outdoor area where it's very, very cold, and they were untouched by it. They just had their shorts on. They had no shirt, no long trousers, no shoes. Now, this fellow could do many things, but he could do many things because he said he lives in his archetypal ideal body, subject only to whatever his mind chooses it to be subject to. You and I have this same capacity, this same ability to be subject to whatever we want our bodies to be subject to or not. It's up to us how we want to handle this, how we want to live our lives, how we want to do these things. It's up to us. But it is something we have to take account of. Because we go into a human world, we go into this world on this planet, and we see all of the variations of lifestyles here, and we feel that we're subject to them. We become accustomed to eating, we become accustomed to drinking, we become accustomed to breathing, we become accustomed to all of these things that the human body apparently wants. In truth, it's the mind, it is the spiritual body, it is only what the spiritual body is that the human body is a reflection of. Now, if we want to have our human body be a reflection of the necessities of humanity, if we want to have our human body be playing the game of being human and playing the game of needing these various things, we can do that. And as we do that, then that's what we experience. As we do that, that's exactly the type of thing that goes on in our world. Now, we can all train ourselves to be subject to only the thoughts of our mind. But when we ever allow ourselves to be concerned about what other people think about us, what other people feel that we should do, that's called humanity. What other people think that our bodies should be and our lives should be and our world should be, whenever we allow ourselves to be touched by that sort of an environment, then we are subject to that. Then we are subject to the human environment of eating and sleeping and dreaming and breathing and drinking and all the wonderful things that a human body does. All the wonderful machinations that mankind has created its human body doing. But it doesn't have to be that way. I am my archetypal ideal body. When we can say we are our archetypal ideal body and just know that it is true, live in the manner that is true as the man in the ice or as people who walk on apparent fire, they know they are untouched. But they don't think that they're untouched. They don't think that they are touched by anything that they tell themselves is there. Because they tell themselves that they are immune to it. Now, they don't say, I'm immune to the fire or to the cold or to whatever it is. They just are. The people who lived in Tierra del Fuego when the early pioneers came around the tip of South America, they lived in that environment of freezing cold. They were right near the Antarctica. And as they were living in this freezing cold, they carried with them skins of animals that they had taken down and used for food. But the skins that they carried with them were not for clothing. They were for a bag so that they could carry items with them. They were in their naked bodies. And when the mother and father would go in and fish, the children would play in the water, in the ice-cold water untouched by the temperature because they were born and raised in the idea that they live in their perfect body, and their perfect body is untouched by any outer weather. Amazing. And yet it is true. These are things that are going on in our world, and we still want to say that we're not our archetypal body. We're not our ideal body. And as long as we want to say that, then we're not. But when we can step beyond, we can step beyond that illusion and realize that we can have another illusion, which is reality, that our perfect body, our perfect mind, our perfect being is totally free of all of the human faculties. We are free now, and we are able to live our life in this magic, in this wonder. And it is a wonderful thing, but it is only true for us because it's where we are. It's where we are. And it's where we'll always be. Do you want to make that step into your archetypal ideal body? Then live in the consciousness that it does exist. And anything contrary that we hear, see, or are in our world is not correct. And we live in that ideal archetypal body now. Join in with that and delight in it, for it is you now. It is me now, and it is all that matters now, and it is wonderful indeed, wonderful indeed.